Welcome to another 15 minutes of your life you ain't getting back, folks. No siree. It's another Chuck69.com podcast, and I'm King Chuck, welcoming all four or five of my listeners who don't mind wasting that precious 15 minutes of time each and every week. Yes, this is our one-month anniversary, our fourth show. And, well, we got a lot to get to, so let's cut out the jibba-jabba and go on. First things first, let's talk about Grand Rapids Radio ratings right now. The fall phase one Arbitrends. They're still calling them Arbitrends, even though Nielsen killed off the Arbitron name. And, B93 is still number one with a 9.5, Wood AM number two with a 6.3. Well, actually, we shouldn't say call them number one, two, or three, or four, because there's one radio group that doesn't subscribe to Arbitron, or should I say Nielsen, and that's Town Square, so, yeah, we shouldn't, yes, stations like WFGR, WGRD, yeah, they're not on the list. But, big disappointment. WLAV dropped from a 7.7 in the summer book to a 6.2. And, of course, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Tigers are not playing anymore. Yep, they're done. They're relaxing and taking care of their own personal business because, you know, they play six or seven games a week. And, I mean, they need to have some time off. So, anyway, the Tigers are done for the season, and so is baseball, but there's always next year, of course. Of course, WBBL, oh my God, what an embarrassment, 1.5. Can't they just get rid of Huge already? Ugh, why do they still got Huge? I don't get it. I mean, WMAX, the ESPN station, 96.1, rather. That station is, they got a better afternoon guy than BBL does. And, I look at this way. Cumulus is making the same sophomoric mistakes Hanlon made. I mean, all their stations are pretty much second place and, except for LAV. But, I think when we get the full fall books pretty soon, GRD will be the number one rock station in Grand Rapids, even though they don't have a PD still. I can't believe that WGRD technically does not have a programming director, and yet they're the top rock station in Michigan. I mean, and I've heard rumors that people complain that, they haven't added any new music in weeks. Oh, that's a lie. I mean, they're playing all the currents in rock music right now. I mean, they got great talent, Jackie and Chafee and Freebird and Hot Wayne, so let's not forget them. So, anyway, of course, two stations here in Grand Rapids, Star 105.7 and the River will probably see some nice gains in the next couple of books due to the fact that, of course, they're gone Christmas. That's right, Christmas is back in radio this time around. And, this week, Star 105.7 and the River both went Kringle this week. Also worth reporting, in Detroit, WNIC dropped the Fresh 100 moniker and went full blast Christmas this week, too. So, I have to say, I think it was a great move because Fresh 100 was, they wanted to go up against WDVD. It was a no-brainer. And it didn't work out. So, now that they're the last remaining AC station in the Motor City, I would not be too surprised if they will go in a more conservative direction after the holidays are all said and done. So, yes, we got 7 more weeks of Kringle. And it's hard to believe, you know, there's no snow on the ground. It's in the 40s. It's ultimate fall outside with the trees spewing their leaves onto the ground. And, you know, it hasn't even been, you know, it's like we just put away the Halloween decorations. Christmas is still on its way, but still in a couple more weeks. And that's the way it is when radio and promoting and all that crap. You know, it's all about ratings because people want to celebrate the holidays early, and it's getting earlier and earlier this year. And I even joked that Christmas is so early this year that the minute Jerry Lewis stops singing You'll Never Walk Alone, it's time to put up the Christmas decorations. Yeah. But, oh well. Another big topic to talk about. Yeah. Wow, I still got about 10 more minutes. Yeah, I can talk a lot about Rock Radio Northern Michigan. And this has not been a good week for Rock Radio in Northern Michigan because, once again, somebody had to make things tough for fans of, you know, the more, you know, the bands of the last 20 years. Bands like Rage Against the Machine and Tool and Nine Inch Nails and, well, anyway, as many of you know, on April Fool's Day of all days, 95.5, the former WJZJ in Glen Arbor, flipped its call sign to WQEZ, and it became Easy 95.5. And, of course, it's simulcast with 106.3 over in Onaway. I don't remember the call sign for that one. But a lot of controversy about the move because now that, because 105.1 signal barely even touches Traverse City. But now, a Christian group has made things even worse for fans of rock music in Traverse City, and that, of course, is Smile FM, which, of course, is based out of Lansing. And they have a huge network of stations throughout the state of Michigan, but they also got stations in Arkansas and Ohio and a couple more states. Just this past week, they launched a new station at 104.9 in Traverse City. It's only 10 watts. It's licensed to East Bay Township, but apparently it is now hampering with Rock 105 signal. And, you know, I got to tell you, this has been a very horrible year for new rock fans in Traverse City because of this move. Because, you know, why does Traverse City need an AC station? I mean, Light 96's ratings are pathetic as it is. I mean, their sister station in Traverse City broadcasts with, you know, about 1/100th of the power they have. Just a little bit over 1,000 watts, Bob FM. And they got almost equal ratings to Light 96. I don't get it. And WSRT, that station was a complete failure. And I'll tell you, man, it's like, why do station owners in Northern Michigan make so many awful mistakes? And I have a theory, too. I think that one huge reason why Del Reynolds canned 95.5's Rock's format, let me tell you why. Many years ago, he became a born-again Christian. As I can recall, he had a Sunday morning Christian music show on the old WGFM, you know, the station that became the Bear. Well, what happened was when he sold off all of his stations in 1998 for $7 million, mind you, he decided to use some of that money to build another new station in Mackinac City that played Christian music. And I believe the station was called The Dove, 88.5. But because he had to create a non-profit organization to create the station due to FCC rules and regulations, I guess what happened was he was ousted from the group. I guess there was some backstabbing involved. I don't remember the full story. And eventually the Dove was sold to Interlaken, and it's now a classical station. So there you go. But when he reacquired the Northern Star Group for just $1 million, mind you, I think I wouldn't be too surprised if he got a little bit miffed at the fact that one of 95.5's biggest sponsors was Fantasy's, the strip club. That is only a hunch, and I think he just wanted to try to get rid of all the strippers away from his station. Yeah, you know, and it's amazing too because, you know, I look at the Bear, that station's ratings are pathetic. I mean, that station is a shadow of what it once was. And yet, they were crying that, well, Freebird and Hot Wings ratings are terrible. And yet, I was on Rock 105's Facebook page the other day, and guess what? There's still people complaining about Freebird and Hot Wings' disappearance. And it's been, what, 7 months? What a bunch of morons. I mean, they don't care. You know, Del Reynolds, in my honest opinion, does not care about the young audience that Northern Michigan Radio has. I mean, his excuse is probably, well, at least there's KHQ. Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I'm 32 years old, and I hate Miley Cyrus, okay? I can't stand Miley. I can't stand Katy Perry. I can't stand Kesha. Well, and Justin Bieber and all these other punks out there. Lord, maybe. Maybe I can. I mean, that song, Royals, is a little catchy, but bear in mind, she's only 17. Yeah, we got one more year until we can actually think impure thoughts of her. But anyway, sorry. Well, anyway, I'll say this. You know, it's amazing that another big loser in the rock race, 99.3 The Wolf. That station, it's like Roy Henderson did not give that station a chance. I think if that station were still around today, that they would take care of the rock audience that Rock 105 abandoned in Traverse City. I remember listening to 99.3 The Wolf shortly before Dave B. Good left that station and, of course, WLDR. It was a good station. I loved it. They had some new music. And they mixed it in with some of the great classics of yesteryear. That station should have been given a chance. But, you know, but he killed it. But Henderson killed it, and I think the reason why was because of the lack of advertising. And it wasn't and it was not the music's fault, in my opinion. I think it was just that, I think there's some people in Benzie County who are a little bit angry still at the fact that, you know, he fired Mark McGuire, who really built WBNZ. But if I were Henderson, you know, let's face it, WLDR is, once again, a shadow of its former self. I mean, they don't even have a website anymore. WLDR.com is gone, or WLDRradio.com was gone. And they don't even have a Facebook page anymore. And it's like, what happened? And I'll tell you, if I were Henderson, I would realize that WLDR only has a quarter of the ratings that WTCM has. Why not, and he's got nothing left to lose, why not flip WLDR to a, you know, kick-ass active rock format? You know, make it harder than Rock 105. Play a lot of the metal, like Five Finger Death Punch and Pantera, that Rock 105 doesn't even play anymore. I mean, don't play. I mean, stay away from the wuss music. I mean, people in Traverse City deserve to have a kick-ass rock format. Put Freebird and Hot Wings back on the morning too. I mean, let's face it. I think as long as it's well run, a rock format in Northern Michigan can survive. Stop realizing the. I know there's a lot of older people moving into Northern Michigan. And the young people move out. That's the way Northern Michigan has always been. But, you know, there's people who vacation up there. And it's like, I think it's a shame when a station owner sees people listening to Sirius or Pandora or Slacker. You know, I mean, it's a slap in the face to them. It's not going to allow them to survive another 10 years. All right, I'm out. Good night and good luck.